Koshanda. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. Rabaseke Rebokoshanda. The presence of God. The presence of God. Yira Manderebo Korea. Manderebo Sanda Rabashanda. There is a guy named Obed in the Bible. Hallelujah. The Bible says he had like 68 brothers. When he got the presence, when he entered, hallelujah. When he, you know, when he beheld the Lord, hallelujah. When he entered his household, glory be to God. All his brothers were saved. Listen, we need that kind of grace this morning. We need that kind of anointing this morning. That when we return home, everyone in our household, anyone around us, lema second day, because of the presence of God, because of the Ark of the Covenant, the brothers of Obed, they were saved, they were rescued. Mandere Bokoria, in the name of Jesus, on this mountain, we will contact something, we will contact grace. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, on this mountain, are you praying? Are you praying? Pray, 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 pray. That when you leave this place, Kandara Bashende, Riko Sandara Makoria, Father, oh God, we give you all the praise. Father God, we give you all the glory. Father God, we give you all the honor. Father God, we give you all the adoration. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, mighty God, in Jesus' mighty name. The Bible says that God has given us everything pertaining to life. You that are here today, this morning, I'm going to say this. The Lord has been teaching me some things. And listen, you got to learn, catch this nugget. You got to learn and catch this principle to work in your life. We are here this morning, hallelujah. And, you know, we want God to breathe on us. We want God to blow on us. But do you know that there are things in the Bible, in the Word of God, that we need to pay attention to? And when you pay attention to the Word of God, it can change your life forever. It's not about miracle water. Honestly, it's not about running to buy miracle water. It is the Word. It's in the Word. That's why the devil does everything to block us from reading the Word. Glory be to God. The devil will do everything to stop you. Do I still have a little time, Sister Joel? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The devil, I tell you, the devil will do everything to stop you from reading. The Bible says, God told Joshua, meditate on the Word day and night. Meditate on the Word day and night. Day and night. If you have a Jewish friend, you will know that they don't take the Word of God lightly. When they're on the subway, they're in the Scriptures. It's only a Christian that don't just read the Bible on Sunday, not you. It's only a Christian, hallelujah, that cannot defend the Word. I was in a cab one day with a Buddhist. This guy was talking to me about the Buddhism. He almost, like, I was like, wow, this guy knows his stuff. He broke it down and explained everything. And majority of the Christians don't even understand this. I pray that the hunger for the Word, you will live here with the hunger for the Word. The Word of God is what brings deliverance. I know somebody that was doing prayer line for many years, and he had no prayer life, and he had no walk. Okay? Let me deliver some of you this morning. Had a prayer line, got on the prayer line, get all the monies he can get, no walk, he was sleeping around. I knew all that. And he was praying on the prayer line, and people are running for the prayer line. Some people have 7 prayer lines. The person had no character, nothing, no lifestyle whatsoever. Stick with your pastors that you know, honestly. No life, no prayer life, nothing. But you are running a prayer life. Get to know the Word. This morning, you know, we're going to come back later, you know, but I just want us to, oh, Ramashanda Rabakadiria, just open your heart. Just open your heart. I know my time is up, but just open your heart. I want to give you this mystery. I want to give you this mystery. God gave us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Whatsoever you will ever need. If you are broke now, it's not God's fault. I'm telling you. If you have any situation that's going on, it's not God's fault. Because God gave us dominion. He says, I give you dominion. I give you authority. And many of us, we are looking for God to come and do what he did for us. God is a spirit. God is a spirit, and he cannot come here violate himself to come and walk this earth and say, oh, you're free, you're free. God cannot do that. If we don't rise as a children of God and stop the evil that's happening in America here, God is not ever going to come and do it. Oh God, you are going to do it. You do it in your hospital. You do it in that place where you work. That's what it says. Go in the byways. Go in the highways. Oh my Shanda Rabasanda. Lift up your hand this morning. I want us to just, because of time, I have some scriptures put together, but maybe later on I can go back to it. Ezekiel 37 and 10, the Bible says, and he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of God, say to the wind, thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. Say to the wind, thus say the Lord. Go to Job. I mean, I'm telling you this because it's a morning thing. This is what you do in the morning. Go to Job in Job 38. Have thou commanded your morning? Hallelujah. And set certain things in place in order where they're supposed to be. You wake up in the morning. After you thank God for waking you up and everything, then you begin to legislate, to put some things in order. Today when I go, Jen will not bother me. That spirit that always, I'm sorry, I hope there's no Jen here, or tomato, hallelujah. That spirit that always rises against me, hallelujah, wherever I am, hallelujah, it will not. You're not waiting for God to come there in the job and show up. You have the power. You take authority. You take authority. He told the, why did God tell him to command the wind? Speak to the wind. Higher basanda, command the wind. Let the wind higher basanda. And as he commanded that wind, we got four winds. It's going to take a while to bring this down, but I just want to share it so we can pray on that and enter the worship through that wind. Hallelujah. He said, command, speak to the wind. God could have just said, dead bones, get up everybody, come on, rise up. But he told Son of Man to command the wind. We have power. I just want to tell you that you have power. You have power. Believers, we lay hands on the sick. God has given, it is true, guys. The only reason that we don't really walk in this is because we don't appropriate whatever. We take it lightly. Hallelujah. You just try and just declare over your business. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. One day there's no client. Just be going around. They shall be like a cedar in Lebanon. The righteous shall flourish. My business shall flourish. On the first day of when I started business, I made $600 with that scripture. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. They shall be like cedar in Lebanon. Hallelujah. Those that are planted in the Lord. Hallelujah. It works. So he told him to command the wind. Four winds, four corners of the earth. God was telling Job, speak to the four corners. Declare. Now the problem with the Christians is we love sleep too much. Okay? 5 a.m. 30, 5:30 is 5:30. If you're an intercessor and you wake up at 7, you're late. You are late. Yeah, right, sister? Because the witches and wizards, they're very committed and dedicated. There is discipline in their kingdom. While we are eating curry goat and eating egusi and pounded yam, they are fasting. Let it fail. Let them fail. They will not succeed. Blah, blah, blah. Job was eating with his kids, having a party and whatever, whatever, minding their business. What happens? Suddenly, something happens. Winds. God has given us authority. We can speak to winds. We can declare. But if a wind gets hold of these things, a witch gets hold of these principles before you, then we are in trouble. And I think that's what is happening because a whole lot of, Christendom, they are very ignorant of a lot of things. So you find that the witches use things. Where it come from in Africa, sometimes a whirlwind will just come and blow, blow, blow in front of your house. And someone died from that. Or lightning. Brother John, you know what I'm talking about. Lightning just came and strike. And you just said, somebody died of lightning. They will say, oh, it's a power line, it's a Con Edison or PSG. It's a lie. Nothing, just explosion just don't happen like that. They just came and exploded. It happened with Job. So this morning, I'm just teaching you that you have to get in the word and just know that there are some things that God has given us that we can use. Wind is one of them. Because of time, I will not explain. What happened? There is the four winds. We have the north, east, south, and west, right? And all of them have something that they do. Sometimes you need four of them. Sometimes you need one of them. Like now, we need one. The north wind. The Bible, when God told him, blow, you know, speak to the wind. It was the north wind. The north wind brings refreshment. The north wind is the one that brings rain. Like this morning, literally, we woke up, brrr, the north wind showed up. Hallelujah. And the rain started raining. I could have said to myself, oh, why is it raining? We're going to pray. But I just knew that something great is happening. By the way, sister, that's the reason why anytime United in Praise is gathering this rain. Because the north wind is always blowing into this ministry. And we saw it yesterday. The north wind was blowing. That's why it blew those people that came from nowhere. Because when it comes, it just blows. And it brings good things. It delivers good news. It quickens and it refreshes. Oh, shandaraba, sandaraba. We can talk about that later. But I just want you to, you know, sit with that in your spirit. Sit with that in your spirit. So the wind that happened with Job when the children died in one day, that was the east wind. That wind, you need that east wind to fight the enemy. You know, the elements of the earth, they are very, very obedient, more than us. The only, you know, species in the world that don't are not obedient is man. Dogs will obey. Cats will obey. Wind will obey. So if the witch tells the wind to go and harm a sister somewhere in a Catholic church, not here. You know, they will go. They will say, I hate doing this to the children of God, but hey, I've been given an assignment. Pia. But when you are prayed up, you wake up in the morning and you raise an altar. There's no wind that will come and blow you. But that wind, when it comes, it can blow you. Hallelujah. Things that were going well, suddenly, there's just a change. People that were nice to you, suddenly, what happened? Sister Jua, when you're in ministry, you're going to, you know, see all those. What happened? This person just changed. They told me I was going to get the job. I've been there before. The job is coming, and then next thing, they don't pick up the phone. I call four times. What happened? the enemy doesn't want us to prosper. So that they rejected you, they told you not this time. It wasn't because they chose someone else. It was because some evil wind just blew there. That the man didn't marry and chose somebody else. You know, the wind will just come and blow things. But because we are on this mountain and we have revelation, nothing will blow. No evil wind will come to destroy us anymore. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, you know, we can, because of time, just lift up your hands and say, let the wind of glory, let the wind of your glory. Hande Reboshan. Brother Mike, Dada, are you there? Oh, Lord, I hunger for more of you. Rise up within me. Let me know your truth. Come, Holy Spirit, saturate my heart and let the peace of God let it rain. Oh, yeah, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, lift up. Just get up. We are going into worship now, so begin. We are going in. I'm going to come back later in the night. I'll finish what I started, okay? Just remind me. It's so good. It's so good. As an intercessor, I've been praying for many years, but God has been taking me in some realms, and he has been teaching me some things. I'm like, oh, God, why didn't I know this before?
Oh God, why didn't? But God has to take you through a process to train you, to teach you. I mean, oh Bashanda. Are you ready, brother? That song, can we sing it? Start from the beginning. Lord, draw me closer. Yes, God, lift up your two hands and let's just pray. And pray, God, let the north wind, let it begin to blow in this service. I'm telling you, we're going to shift. We are shifting. We are shifting. What Sister Jewel has been praying for, we are not going to leave this mountain. There is some things that she's been asking God that should happen. Some things have already happened. Hallelujah. But I believe that God is not done yet. That's why we're still here. Oh God. God says, you know, the path of the just is like a shining light, shining brighter and brighter. So we are going. Hallelujah. It gets better. Haya bakaria sanda. It gets better as we go. Come on, let's sing that song. It gets better. Just say, Lord, haya basanda. Yes, Lord God, haya basanda. Go ahead and begin to pray. Let the north wind begin to blow. Begin to blow in the service in the name of Jesus. Bring refreshment. Hallelujah. Let the north wind begin to blow and begin to bring, hallelujah, refreshment. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Revival, revival. In the mighty name of Jesus. Restoration. Rabanderebosha. Remosakanda namasaya. Lemashekenderebosaya. Let the north wind begin to blow in our lives. Everything, hallelujah, that the evil winds have been blowing. In the name of Jesus. Ah, we came here to be refreshed. We came here to be revived. We came here to be restored. Open up your mouth and say, oh wind, arise, oh north wind, and begin to blow. Come on, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Something is happening. Oh north wind, arise, Hayabasanda, and blow over me, and blow over this ministry, and blow over the service. Oh north wind, when there's dryness, when there's dryness, spiritual dryness, the north wind is what you need. When you're struggling spiritually, oh north wind, when you're struggling to pray, when you're struggling to read the word, oh north wind, oh north wind, oh north wind, go ahead and pray, refresh, the wind of refreshment, the wind of restoration, the wind of revival, blow, blow, blow in this place, blow in this place. Blow, are you praying? Lift up your hands and pray. In the name of Jesus, blow on the musicians. Blow, hallelujah, on the psalmist. Blow, God. Hey, Shanda. Reboko Sanda Rabahaya. God Almighty, we thank you. Hey, Rabashanda. The wind brings healing. Blow, 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 blow on everyone that's sick this morning. In the name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you. Daddy, we give you your glory. Daddy, we give you honor. Daddy, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, put your hands together and give God praise. He's worthy.
Thank you, Lord, this morning for waking us up, oh God.
Daily as I live, often as I breathe, let my whole life be expressions of your grace. Daily as I live, often as I breathe, let my whole life be expressions of your grace. Daily, daily as I live, often
as I breathe,
let my whole life be expressions of your grace.
We cry, Abba, Father.
Hallowed be. Oh, we cry, Abba, Father.
Hallowed be.
Hallowed be.
Hallowed be.
Oh, hallowed be.
you, Jesus, this morning. Open up your gates, Lord. Open up the heavens. Open up your gates, Lord. Lift up your head, holy gates. Lift up your head, holy gates. Like a fresh wind, Lord, we thank you. Like a fresh wind, Lord, we thank you. Open up your holy gates. Open up your holy gates. Like a fresh wind, Lord, we thank you. Like a fresh wind, Lord, we thank you. We will not go home the same. We will not go home the same. It's by your power, it's by your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the change that's coming. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, do your work. Lift up your head, holy gates, and enter in, enter in, enter in. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, High Priest. We thank you for bringing your own blood to the seat of the mercy seat. We thank you, Abba, this morning. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be lifted up, you everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall enter in. King of Glory, enter in. King of Glory, King of Glory, King of Glory. King of Glory, King of Glory, King of Glory, enter in. King of Glory, King of Glory, King of Glory, enter. King of Glory, we come behind the veil. King of Glory, enter in. King of Glory, King of Glory. Glory, enter in. We come, King of Glory. Come, 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 enter in. King of Glory, King of Glory, King of Glory, enter in. King of Glory, King of Glory, King of Glory, enter in. Thank you, Lord.